You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Sees the Spectrum by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 3. Accept and be kind. Sibo decided to ask her teacher.
Morning, Miss Ball. Can you tell me about autism?
Miss Ball grinned. This young pupil of hers was always thirsty for knowledge.
Good morning, Sibo. Why? Did you meet somebody who's on the spectrum?
Yes, Sibo exclaimed. A sweet little boy who can't speak and walks around on tippy toes. He doesn't look a person in the eye either.
I had a child with ASD in class a few years ago. He used to fidget and wiggle and never sat still, not even for 2 minutes. It drove the other children crazy. He also rocked on his chair. One day, I could see that the chair was going to break, so I gave him an exercise ball to sit on.
Shame, said Sibo,
not thinking that would be very comfortable.
No, it was amazing, Sibo. That ball changed everything, and he used it for the rest of the year. Kids with autism have a very hard time staying still. I also let him use fidget toys instead of tapping on pens on the desk all the time. They calmed him down, too.
Could he speak?
Sibo asked earnestly.
Yes, he could. He could also remember all the names of the dinosaurs. But he couldn't tie his shoelaces, replied Miss Ball.
That's what Jared's mum said, Sibo nodded. Some kids can do hard things incredibly well, like remembering long names, yet they struggle with everyday things like getting dressed.
That's right. Their brains are wired differently. Imagine an amazing puzzle that can be put together in many different ways. No two people on the spectrum are exactly the same. People need to be tolerant of those who are different, Sibo. Even if they don't understand why, they should still be kind.
Sibo nodded, remembering how Jared had ignored her.
Now, Miss Ball stood up. Back to your seat, please, Sibo. It's time to start class.
Sibo was excited. The day of the church bazaar had arrived. She saw Auntie Jalia standing near some delicious-looking cakes. Jared was next to her, looking rather unhappy.
Hi, Auntie Jalia. Hi, Jared,
Sibo greeted.
Hello, Sibo. I'm glad to see you. Auntie Jalia smiled. Jared is cranky already. Do you want to take him for a little walk?
Sure,
Sibo agreed immediately.
Please stay around here where I can see you, Auntie Jalia said.
Auntie Jalia handed Sibo some money.
You and Jared can get an ice cream, she said, smiling.
Wow, thanks, Sibo grinned. What should I get him, a cone or a cup?
A cup would be best, and you'll probably have to feed him, or it might end up all over the grass, Auntie Jalia said.
Sibo discovered that Jared really liked ice cream. Soon, both cups were empty. Jared looked into the empty cup, and his face crumpled.
Oh, no, Sibo groaned. Oh, please don't cry.
She remembered the noise he'd made when his TV show had ended, and hoped he didn't have another tantrum now, or even worse, a meltdown. Suddenly, Sibo saw her friend and waved frantically, so he came over.
Hi, Wayne. This is Jared, she said, pointing to the little boy.
Ha, Jared.
Wayne bent down and put up his hand for a high five. To her amazement, Jared put his own tiny hand up against Wayne's larger one.
Wayne made a funny face, and Jared started laughing.
I see you also like little kids.
Sibyl was feeling relieved that Jared was happy again.
I know Jared, Wayne replied. He goes to the same playgroup as my brother.
But your brother's a teenager, Sibyl gasped. Jared is small, and he's autistic.
My brother's also autistic, Wayne replied. He helps out because he understands the little kids. Sometimes I go with him and we build castles in the sandpit.
Sibyl was astonished. She'd seen Wayne's brother and thought he was super cool, always wearing his headphones. She couldn't imagine him playing with little kids.
But you've never said anything about it before.
Sibyl was confused.
I don't think it's a big deal. He's my big brother, and I love him. I don't care if he's a bit different, Wayne shrugged. Besides, a person who is neurodiversive in some areas of their brain can be just the same as an average person in other areas of their brain.
Sibyl nodded, trying hard to understand all this brain stuff. She just took hers for granted. Wayne ruffled Jared's head.
Bye, kiddo.
He high-fived him again. See you next week.
What does neurodiverse mean? Sibyl asked Wayne.
It simply means that some brains work differently. You and I are neurotypical, Sibyl. That means we have average brains.
Wayne grinned.
Sibyl snorted. She liked to think her brain was above average. We should just accept people for who they are and be kind. Anyway, bye, Sibyl. See you at school.
Wayne ran off. Sibyl smiled. Yes, the most important thing was to just be kind. The end of the book. Tune in to Zone Radio next week, Monday at 3:30, to see what Sibyl gets up to next.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sibyl Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sibyl.co.za. Sibyl, empowering children, one page at a time.